Jenny Arndt joined an exclusive club in Colorado politics last year. A bill she sponsored and the governor signed generated so much controversy that opponents organized a petition and got a question issue on the ballot to repeal it.
I hope it prevails at the ballot box. Of course, because I believe in it.
Arndt is a Fort Collins Democrat. The last time voters initiated a referendum like this 88 years ago, they struck down the legislature's decision to add a new tax on margarine. But Arndt thinks the national popular vote will be more popular than charging residents an extra nickel for a pound of margarine.
40% of registered voters in California are Republicans who, frankly, never have their voice heard at the federal level. So, to me, it is a way to enfranchise every voter in the United States to have their voice heard.
Both supporters and opponents of the national popular vote agree it would change the way presidential campaigns are run, but they disagree over how they would change and who would benefit. Arndt imagines a more inclusive election where more states felt important.
They'd have to run a ground game in 50 states. It would change the way they campaigned.
Candidates have limited time, limited resources.
But Tara Ross sees things differently.
They're going to work to be efficient with those. If you're a Democratic candidate, you probably head out to big cities in New York or California, and you rack up as many votes as you can there. Perhaps you give the environmental lobby everything, you know, everything they want.
Ross is a retired lawyer in Texas who has become one of the strongest defenders of the Electoral College. She's part of a nationwide campaign against the popular vote movement that originated in California.
Without the Electoral College, Republicans, of course, would take a similar tack.
Ross thinks Colorado would be one of the states with the most to lose.
The National Popular Vote Compact would give Colorado's electors to the winner of the national popular vote, even if that person lost by a landslide in Colorado, even if that person did not appear on the ballot in Colorado.
But John Koza thinks voters in Colorado and other states in the Mountain West would benefit from the change. He leads a nonprofit that encourages states to join the national popular vote movement.
If every vote were equal, each of the 12 smallest states would be likely to receive one general election campaign event instead of just one state receiving 12 events.
In other words, a state like Wyoming would be just as important as New Hampshire. While the debate continues at the national level, the campaign in Colorado is heating up. It's the first time voters will decide whether to switch to the system instead of lawmakers.
We now have an all-mail-in ballot. We now do presidential primary voting.
Democrats like State Senator Mike Foote of Lafayette are hosting virtual town halls and recruiting sociology professors to make their case.
We even allow 17-year-olds to vote if they're going to turn 18 by the date of the general election. The national popular vote is the next step to make sure that every voice matters.
Republicans are holding their own rallies and calling thousands of volunteers to vote against it. Rose Puglisi is a Mesa County commissioner.
Our over 2,200 grassroots volunteers are the ones who helped us get this on the ballot, and we are confident that they are going to help us win it.
She says Colorado's influence over several important issues are at stake.
We do not want to cede our voice and our vote to larger population centers like California and New York, because we in Colorado have the ability to influence national policy over water, infrastructure, transportation, and different funding sources.
Meanwhile, State Representative Jenny Arndt isn't upset her bill has generated the controversy that it has. She says she respects the right of voters to challenge it.
Wouldn't it be ironic if I was against that? Because the whole point of the bill is to get people engaged, right?
But even if voters agree with Arndt and keep her law on the books, it does not guarantee a switch to the national popular vote in 2024. To trigger the change, the compact needs to recruit enough states to deliver 270 electoral votes. Right now, the member states can only offer 196. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.